I'm really happy that we have a guest from the Mountain State today. Henry Knutson is a student at Morgantown High School, class of 2023, a rising senior. He's going to play first, and then we'll talk with him. Here now is Henry Knutson. That's Henry Knutson. And what is that piece that you just played?
That's Chopin's first impromptu in A flat major.
you sound just great. Tell me a little bit about yourself when you started playing piano or music, and just a little bit about your life. I know you're from Morgantown. Thanks for coming up. That's a bit of a drive this morning.
Yeah. I don't drive. My parents drive me every week to lessons here in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's a weekly thing. But I started piano when I was 9, I think, with just a neighborhood teacher. We'd known her for a long time. I had her for about a year, I think, and then she graduated, I'm pretty sure. And I went to, when I was in 8th grade, which is a big jump, I went to another teacher, another neighborhood teacher. Then she graduated. Then I was like, Mom, I really want a better teacher. And then I got someone from WVU. And then he went to China. And then I got another teacher who I'm with now, Marina Lupinacci, in Pittsburgh. So
at WVU is a fine music school.
Yeah, it's great.
Other departments, too. So it's interesting. You're in 8th grade, so maybe 13, insisting upon, getting another music teacher. Some folks might find that very unusual, but you really had the passion to keep learning and growing.
Yeah.
Can you sort of explain just what it's like to have that passion? I mean, were you feeling just that there was so much more to learn or accomplish? I mean, that's really an incredible drive.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really explain why I wanted a better teacher.
I guess just to keep growing.
Yeah, to keep growing and to be able to do bigger, better pieces and to get more advice on how to grow. I feel like the teachers that I had, those two neighborhood teachers, they kind of just like would be like, oh, you finished the piece, that's great, It's not really like I would get feedback and, it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, and different people need different kinds of teachers. If you are more or less trying to be competent to piano and learn to read music and to follow music, that's one thing, but you really just kept growing and growing. It's kind of like, are you going to play intramural or pick up sports, or are you going to want to play at championship levels? And it seems like that's something you want to do.
Yeah.
You're graduating next year. Have you thought about what you might want to do after getting out of high school?
I mean, I want to do music. I want to do piano. I don't exactly know where I'm going to go yet. I really haven't looked into that.
But you're
much,
thinking of a conservatory?
Hoping. But if I get in somewhere else just to do piano, that's fine too, as long as I'm doing piano.
That's great. Not everybody with your talent feels that way sometimes.
I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would very much like to get into a good school. But I mean, I haven't been playing piano as long as the other people have that. The other kids, my teachers, other students. So,
you're very gifted. It probably doesn't matter where you start as much as how you are. What other things do you like to do in addition to piano?
I used to swim for a long time. I really liked swimming, but it just was a lot to handle. So I ended up quitting about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. So that was my main sport, but I don't do that anymore. I like to ride my bike, but that's how I broke my foot. So
I noticed. There are crutches. What bone did you break?
Oh, three, I think, in my foot. Yeah, I don't really know which one, but it's my foot, not my ankle.
Well, going into my senior year, I had a cast on my right foot. And it's tough, not only because of the pain of the break, but, crutches.
Walking on the crutches is a pain.
You can't, it makes it really hard to carry things.
Yeah, and impossible.
That's what you never, people don't realize, I think. A backpack can only do so much.
Yeah. With the strain of the backpack and the crutches, and it's just a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it must make it so. Subjects in school, is there anything you really like, math or reading?
Math and science, yeah.
That's fantastic. How did the school year finish up with math? like pre-calculus or?
Yeah, I'm taking calc next year. So I guess it is pre-calc. Yeah.
Well, you're incredibly gifted. What was it like when the Pittsburgh Concert Society had you audition and then notified you? Can you explain that process a bit? I mean, you ended up being one of their young artist honorees.
Yeah, that's great.
How did you find out about it?
Well, my teacher, had me do it, and yeah, I went to the concert hall and played, and they called me later, and it was great. I won the competition, and then I got to play in the concert, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was at Carnegie Hall at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, it's really fun talking to the other students too, who are there. They're really, really, really great.
I'll bet. What kinds of music do you like? Is it mostly classical?
Mostly classical, yeah.
Well, that's,
and a little bit of jazz here and there, yeah.
Do you have any jazz pianists you like especially?
I don't really know much about jazz. I know a lot more about classical stuff, but you know.
It's great to have you here. Before your next piece, is there anybody you would like to acknowledge? Teachers, you mentioned your...
Definitely my teacher, yeah, Marina. She's fantastic.
And the Pittsburgh Concert Society, who arranged to have you here. They're doing a great job. You can find more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. And is that your mom out there?
Yeah, that's my mom.
There she is. We'll acknowledge her, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Is the driver. Do you have your license yet?
No, just my permit.
You'll get there.
I'll get
soon
there,
enough.
Yeah.
how do most people pass on the first try?
No, I don't think so. No.
I think I passed on the first try, but I remember being extremely nervous doing that. Well, it's nice to have you here. And what piece would you like to finish up with?
I was going to play a Prokofiev piece, Diabolical Suggestion. It's a short piece. It's pretty fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I just wanted to be sure we got everything in. I hope we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah.
Here again, playing piano by way of the Pittsburgh Concert Society from Morgantown High School. Henry Knutson. Thank you. Wow, that was fun, and it looked like you were having a ball as you played that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a fun piece.
Yeah, it's a great piece. Have you composed at all?
A little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. That was just beautiful. That's Henry Knutson, and thank you for being with us today.
Let's see.